Fire prevention strategy and fire doors with Australian standards. The use of fire doors with Australian standards is a requirement that has been stringently imposed for buildings. Contractors are also required to suggest the installation of these doors in particular areas when they are doing the building construction. Any building owner or contractors who do not follow the stipulations provided by the Building Code of Australia are surely met with penalties, and it's possible that among these penalties, they would have no license to do their business anymore. Complete fire doors are given ratings which are dependent on how tough they were manufactured. To enclose areas using complete fire doors is so far a best method to contain fire. The placement of fire barriers plays an important role in interrupting the spread of heat, smoke and toxic gases from one zone to another. The implementation of these doors is regulated because these are important in passive fire protection. Depending on how the fire endurance test has taken place, each fire door is assigned a rating to resist the passage of fire. This rating is indicated in the door's label and is based on the standard endurance test for destructive fire on a sample door. Protection can sometimes be broken when a fire barrier is also unable to close by itself. The proper latching should be provided together with a self-closing device. It is also vital to know that specific doors used for fire exit can be held open using a hold-open mechanism which is electromagnetic in nature. This will release an automatic upon the activation of the fire alarm or smoke alarm of the building. Doors and frames of fire doors with Australian standards are identified through the plates that are affixed to the door and the frame that will indicate the fire rating and approval for these rating. This label must not be painted on, and it is crucial that painters must know that they should not tamper the label in whatsoever way. These labels must be left as they are, according to how these doors appeared when coming from the manufacturer. The building manager must craft a fire escape strategy to give their people instructions on what to do during the event of destructive fire. There is no reason why the occupants of a building would not know how to extricate themselves during an emergency involving fire. People must be taught how to identify a fire door when they see one and the difference between a fire exit and a fire barrier door. Understandably, the fire exit is placed on the edge of a long hallway or corridor which will form a passage to the outside premises of the building, and this area will provide safety for people who are escaping from a building stricken by fire. It is recommended to buy complete fire doors from sellers authorized to sell these doors as they are regulated in distribution and use. Also, make sure that the seller is also authorized to perform certified inspections on the fire doors that will guarantee their continued integrity in the succeeding years of their use.